Trebly in the house, my personal feeling.
Seems a little, yeah.
Hard.
All right.
Let's
How are you? You good? It's pretty good. We can go swimming pretty soon.
Right here.
What?
Nice and cozy warm.
The new song feature Ms. Maz Swift on the vocals here. Thank you. Sam Fleming on the trumpet. How are you guys doing? Are you getting a little damp, perhaps? We're going to do a song by the great man from Siberia, Mr. Irving Berlin here.
Mr. Tim Kuiper on the drums.
Yeah. Can I ask for a little less of the banjo player's microphone in my monitor, please?
Yeah, he's loud in mine, too.
Just a smidge down, not too much.
We love you, Eric.
Okay, yeah. Thank
why?
You.
Why? There's no why. It's perfectly dry over
he's
here.
Sweating over it, that's what it is.
Spasiba! How are you? Are you good? Oh, I cannot hear you very well. How are you? This is a very appropriate festival because we just came back from tour day before yesterday. So we actually have authentic jet lag right now. As a matter of fact, we planned the entire tour around the festival to make sure we were good and prepared. And also, we worked on the rain also.
Thank you. gets drunk every day. Baby, just hold Bible's quote, taking my boat every day. She can wash out that sin, gospel dog when she swim. Rivers of Sunday, one day she'll wash out that sin. Baby gets drunk every day, drunk, run away drunk every day. Baby gets wings, better she sings. Baby gets drunk every day. Well, I can't make her stay. Whiskey bird flies away.
Mr. Eric Della Penna on the vocals.
Oh, yeah. I could still use a little less of that vocal in my monitor, please. Or maybe you could just turn me up a little bit as well.
Sorry, can you just say that again? I'm on the front.
Yeah, I need a little less of that vocal in my monitor.
The far right?
Yeah, the far right, yes. And a little more of myself.
How are we doing for time? We okay? Mr. Soundman? Oh, we're going to do a love song. Hi, Anya, how are you? This is, in fact, a reverse love song for you all.
City's never be tall. Car will never honk its horn, and I'll most of all.
How far are we from Woodstock? Not so far. I think it's very close. So, what? Well, mentally, I think we're kind of close, actually, if I think about it. At least, anyway. You guys know where Bearsville is? No? Okay, Eric's dad has been building a very strange structure for the last 25 years. It's in Bearsville, and it's a giant stone thingamajig. Whatchamacallit? Who's he? What's it? It's a giant wall with fountains and mosaics, giant rocks, portraits of people carved out of stone. He's been building it for 25 years. And nobody knows why.
But maybe you can go. You're close enough. You can go to Bearsville and see it. You can bring your children. Just don't let them get crushed by a large rock. Be very careful. All right. This is about Eric's father.
We'll be right back.
Time for one more or two more? Let me know. No, the boss lady says one. Hey, look, you talk to the boss lady.
I don't have it. She already said it.
I just want to thank you for having us. It's wonderful. I've been looking forward to it for a long time. And, you know, for many years we went to Russia to play, and it was a big deal for me because, I don't know, you guys ever been to Russia? It's very special. And we haven't gone in the last few years, so this is a little bit for me. So I want to thank you very much.
Thank you. universe floats suspended in a thin silver bowl, which rocks gently on the back of an immense blue-green tortuga. And the tortuga's scaly feet are firmly clenched to the topmost of seven craggy mountains, which arise from a sweltering plain of blowing, fetid yellow dust. And the plain is balanced on the top of a thin green acacia tree, which grows from the snout of a blood-red ox with 50 eyes that breathe flame, the color of the midnight sky. And the ox's hooves are sitting on a single grain of sand, which floats in the eye of Bahomet like a mote of dust. No one has ever seen Bahomet. Some think it's a fish. Some think it's a newt. Some think it's a cat. Some think it's a cow. Some think it's a yogic. All we know is that the lonely Bahomet floats endlessly through all time and all space with all of us and every known thing floating in a single tear of his eye. Thank you.
Thank you very much.